or 10 o'clock. Next up on Air Cascadia, host Chris Andre will speak with Ted Gleichman of the Sierra Club about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At 10:15, Flashpoints looks at how Mexican farm workers are fighting for their rights in Baja California, and Ajahn Poo, director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance, talks about preparing for the elder boom. And at 11, the food show features Nora Puyon, whose restaurant Nora was the first one in the United States to be certified organic, and Ajamu Umi with All African People's Revolutionary Party talks about starting a free breakfast program in North Portland, and Jim Myers talks about seed breeding research at Oregon State University. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support in our recent membership drive. If you missed it, it's not too late. You can still be part of it by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. And now, Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, because you made it that way. This is indeed artisan handmade radio. You made it handmade by writing out a check or clicking donate now or become a member. Thank you, everyone who participated in the membership drive. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Our guest today, Ted Gleichman with the Sierra Club, joins us to take up the issue of what effect the Trans-Pacific Partnership will have, and it certainly looks like it will have something going, and not in a very distant future either. Raise your voices now if you care about everything that we love in North America. It's a truly scary moment. About a year ago, January, WikiLeaks posted a draft environmental chapter of the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership that governments are negotiating in secret. It took 4 years and we heard nary a peep from anyone. The Trans-Pacific Partnership nations billed the agreement as an ambitious 21st century trade agreement. And how? However, a joint analysis of the WikiLeaks document from November of 2013 and environmental organizations revealed that countries are nowhere close to a goal. Last fall, 24 environmental organizations led by the Sierra Club and the Natural Resources Council and the World Wildlife Foundation sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Froman calling for a strong and legally enforceable environment chapter that includes the elimination of harmful fisheries subsidies. It goes on, but the key element here, and that's what Ted Gleichman is here to discuss today, is the effect that potentially the Trans-Pacific Partnership would have on the way that we go about resisting, opposing, and taking action against extremely harmful environmental impacts as a result of, corporate greed. Ted, thank you for being with us today. We're so glad to have you on the show.
My pleasure, Chris. Appreciate it.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about fast-tracking this thing, and a lot of talk about secrecy, and a lot of talk of its effect. We all know what a disaster it would be, but how is it going to impact the way in which organizations like the Sierra Club, how they fight back against some of the most egregious actions that corporations have been taking, the land grabs, the natural, when we talk about natural resources, we're talking about beautiful, pristine wildlands, remote places. It's not just a commodity to be bought and sold, but it will become one. How do we fight back, given the strictures inherent in the TPP?
Well, the first step is to try to do our best to prevent the fast-track legislation, Trade Promotion Authority, it's technically called, from getting through the U.S. House of Representatives. And three members of the Oregon delegation are on the bubble on this, Earl Blumenauer, Suzanne Bonamici, and Kurt Schrader. And I hope we'll have a minute to give out their phone numbers, their district offices here, because you can call any member of Congress any time here in America, and especially if you live in the district. It's very potent to let them know that you'll remember next November. So that's really important, because they are among the key votes in the U.S. House. There are fewer than 20 Democrats in the House that are expressing support for the fast-track legislation, and that's not enough to get it through. And these three are tragically among those who are expressing support. Blumenauer, strong support. Bonamici is much more quiet. Schrader is tilting in favor. But the issue with the environmental questions here could not be more dramatic. And Senator Elizabeth Warren has been a major leader, backed up by Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, and with support from Oregon Representative Peter DeFazio, who's always been great on trade issues. In terms of how corporations in these corporate trade agreements — they're not free trade agreements, they're corporate trade agreements — are given unprecedented rights that supersede national sovereignty. My favorite past example was dolphin-safe tuna. Mexico sued the United States to prevent any new federal regulations for protecting dolphins, and won in one of these World Trade Organization secret tribunals, which supersede U.S. federal, state, and local laws.
And so these have existed before the Trans-Pacific Partnership was a yes. glimmer in their eye, or has yes. this been yes?
No, but this beefs it up. This puts it on steroids.
Yeah.
This deal.
And it looks like Ted is off the line now, but he will be back momentarily. Until oh. Hi, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good.
Sorry.
No worries. No worries.
Miracles of high technology. So this deal covers 40% of the world economy as it is now constituted, and it would allow other countries on the Pacific Rim to come into it. And then the same sort of thing is planned for the United States and Europe with another deal that's in negotiation now. And there was just a couple of terrible things that have happened, both positive and negative, attacking the positive and supporting the negative. A U.S. company just got a major ruling against the Canadian government for trying to prevent the mining of one of the bays in Eastern Canada, where there would be severe damage to the environment, to whale and salmon habitat. And the World Trade Organization court on this said that those are not values that are recognized in the global trade program. And the United States has challenged India's national solar program, the WTO, saying that India wanting to build its own solar program is a violation of global trade rights for corporations which might want to sell India devices that they are not yet able to manufacture in their own country. And Ontario had a renewable energy program in place and lost it under a challenge from the European Union and Japan because of that same issue, building the infrastructure right there in Ontario for solar energy. So these questions. You know, the president said that Senator Warren was off base and that the United States had never lost a case to a corporation. Well, that's the narrowest possible reading of how this is happening around the world, because we have lost cases to other governments, and our corporations are out there fighting other governments over things that they believe are a violation of their right to unlimited profit. And we know that the oil and gas companies are in a desperate battle with each other to get their fossil fuels out of the ground as quickly as they can, because they all know the climate facts. They all know that 80% of the fossil fuel reserves have to be left in the ground for us to have a livable climate. And that constitutes half of their stock value. Proven reserves are half of the stock value of the oil and gas companies. And so every oil and gas executive, with so much of their excess compensation being determined by stock options and stock price increases for bonuses and so on, knows that if they want to protect their own personal ultra wealth, they need to protect their stock price. And that means getting oil and gas out of the ground as quickly as possible, as aggressively as possible, which leads to travesties and crimes like Shell going into the Arctic, the most fragile and pristine ocean environment on the planet. So this stuff is very much an issue where a 20-year contract, for example, if the LNG facilities, liquefied natural gas facilities, are successfully built on the Oregon coast, and there's a major rally against those in Salem next Tuesday at noon on the Capitol steps, so Tuesday, May 26th, at noon on the Capitol steps, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be our keynote speaker for that. But if they are successful in building these LNG export facilities and the pipelines necessary to feed them the fracked gas out of the Rocky Mountain region in Western Canada, and sign a 20-year contract or a 25-year contract with a company in Japan, the second biggest player in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, to supply gas, and we decide that the massive amounts of damage coming out of fracking need to stop, then the company in Japan or the Japanese government could sue the United States or a state or a local government for damages and to change policy, both over an attempt to stop fracking or lessen the damages from fracking that they believe cost them lost profit opportunities. It is un-American in the most brutal possible way, and I'm not somebody who tosses around American exceptionalism very lightly. I know there are a lot of flaws to our democracy, very clear on that. And certainly KBOO's been, and you, Chris, have been leaders in talking about all of that. But these things, this fast-track trade promotion authority and the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, are really core attacks on some of our most fundamental values.
We have just a couple of minutes left. We want to make sure we give out those phone numbers. How then, in the face of these courts that can hand down decisions that are final and irrevocable and are not subject to amendment in any form, how does one go about fighting or resisting those courts and the results of those terrible decisions?
We need a mass movement, as Margaret Mead said, a dedicated small group of people getting gradually, and Howard Zinn added, getting gradually larger and larger, and changing our elected officials and our political structure where that needs to be changed as well. I mean, the U.S. Senate is the least democratic body in the world, if you think about the power of Wyoming versus the power of California. So these phone numbers, Earl Blumenauer, 231-2300. These are all 503 numbers.
Right.
So 231-2300 for Earl. Suzanne, 469-6010. 469-6010. And calls to Suzanne Bonamici are especially important because one of the LNG terminals and pipeline sets is completely within her district. And Kurt Schrader, 557-1324. 557-1324. And they'll be here next week. They have a recess next week, so they'll all be in Oregon next week. Watch for times when they're going to be doing public events and show up and tell them that you're a tad uncertain about whether they're on the right path.
Can you go very briefly, just go through the name and number once again for people who are still looking for pencil?
Certainly. Earl Blumenauer, 231-2300. Suzanne Bonamici, 469-6010. And Kurt Schrader, 557-1324.
Many, many thanks. Thank you so much for that. My guest has been Ted Blackman with the Sierra Club. This is really a very dire time. We have a small planet, way too many people, and a fight is on right now for the last remaining natural resources required for survival on planet Earth. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. Patsy and Klugman engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that. Patsy, Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOOAM News Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This Friday, May 15th, it's KBOO's semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tune in for the top news and analysis of the day, including Noam Chomsky, Winona LaDuke, Helena Norberg-Hodge, Richard Heinberg, on how we can survive and thrive in a post-fossil fuel economy, and Bill Moyers. Tune in all day, Friday, May 15th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And remember to support KBOO's spring membership drive. You can call 877-500-5266.